are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's time for the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood here on KGFX, brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam Law Firm. First up, let's join on the phone Julie and Brett from the Sterling Family Memorial Ranch Rodeo. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Great to have you along, and we want to talk a little bit about the Ranch Rodeo, which unfortunately, because of the situation with the pandemic, wasn't able to go off this year as it normally does. But you're doing something a little different to still help the cancer fighters around Central South Dakota.
Yep. Pandemic or not, cancer still happens. So we're trying to do what we can.
Now, tell us a little bit about how the Ranch Rodeo came about.
Well, we lost our dad to cancer 23 years ago here on the 10th of October. So we wanted to do something in memory of our dad. So we took the memorial money and started an event. Our dad was just an ordinary guy. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a famous bronc rider. He wasn't in politics. He was just an ordinary guy that loved his family, loved his community, enjoyed his life, and believed in the golden rule of do unto others as you would have done unto you. So we wanted to do something because it was just the way Dad was, is that you helped your neighbor. And so we put the event together, and it just bloomed, I guess you'd say. We when we started it, we never thought that 23 years later we'd be still doing the same thing. So every time we turned around, there was somebody in need. So mm-hmm. we just kept trying to, I guess, gather up funds, because, you know, even just like this last year, hard to believe, but we've sent money to over 60 people just in the last year.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think any family, any person would be hard-pressed to have not somewhere in their lifetime been touched by cancer. So that's why we have done and try to continue to do what we're doing.
That is a fantastic thing. And unfortunately, this year you couldn't hold it, but you still decided to do a fundraising side of things to still help those out that were in need, right, Julie? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I thought we had her all conferenced in. But you've helped so many people, haven't you, Brett? It's amazing. I'm sure you hear some great feedback from those that were affected and that, you know, you helped out.
Exactly. I mean, we have been so blessed, I guess you'd say, by some of the thank you letters, and I mean, some of the stories will. I mean, touch you clear to the core. It's hard for, I guess, myself to not even tear up with some of the thoughts of some of the thank you letters. You know that. People are so appreciative that, you know, there's so many things out there that I guess you'd say financially affect a person that's fighting cancer that no insurance will cover. And, mm-hmm. you know, from travel expenses, you know, even, I mean, people go into, if they are lucky enough to have any savings, burn all of that up in travel expenses. And everything else that comes along with it, losses of jobs, you know, unable to work, all of those things. And some of the letters, I mean, one that sticks out to me that anytime I think of how difficult at times it is to try to put the event together and keep this thing going, I think of this and it's like, okay, your problems are nothing compared to this. We got a thank you letter from a husband who had lost his wife, and we had sent money to her. And, you know, we hold our event this time of year, and by the time we get all of the books lined out and everything, the checks usually go out somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime after the first of the year, we got a letter back, and this lady, unfortunately, had lost her fight. And the letter came, and it said, you know, we were not expecting this whatsoever, and they had used up all of their savings. And he says, we got this letter with the check in it about 2 weeks before Christmas.
Wow.
And my wife used the money you guys gave us to buy our kids their last Christmas present from their mom.
My goodness. So, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. It's just, you know, we're just a family out there trying to help other families fight the fight that is so devastating to so many.
Yes, and this is a great way to do that, to help out, because a lot of folks, unless, like you said, they've gone through it, they don't know all the expenses that are going to be incurred. So this is a great way to do what you can. If people would like to donate, you're still taking donations. How can they do that, Brett?
Go to www.SterlingFamilyMemorialRanchRodeo, and there will be a link there to help. Or I think on that website there is phone numbers to people you can call. Or, I mean, I am technologically challenged, but my sisters and my kids, all, you know, there's a PayPal deal there, and just, I guess, put our phone number out there. Mine is 406-794-8503. If you want to help, you get a hold of us, and we'll make it happen. And the Peer for Peer community has been so giving for so long, and all of Central South Dakota, and it's so heartwarming to see people step up for other people, and that would have made my dad so very proud, because that's what he believed in.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for what your family is doing to help those that are fighting cancer. Keep up the good work, and we hope that lots of people hop online and make donations to help out as well.
Thanks again, Dave. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Brett. There's Brett Sterling for the Sterling Family Memorial Ranch Rodeo. If you want to donate online, again, SterlingFamilyRanchRodeo.com. And you can also mail in donations, Sterling Family Memorial Ranch Rodeo, P.O. Box 695, Fort Pierce, South Dakota. So that's another way that you can get your donations into them. People in your neighborhood, brought to you by Vista Care, Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam Law Firm. Joining us from the Peer Players, we've got Robert Louder and Scott Lee. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you've got a fun production that is coming up you want to let folks know about. Now, we'll start off, what's the title of this one?
It's Two on the Aisle, Three in a Van.
All right. Now, is this a bit of a comedy?
Yes, very much so. For those familiar with Noise is Off, it is very much along that sort of storyline. It's about a community theater troupe that is backstage and trying to get all their scene changes and costume changes and debating about what plays they should do next season. It's got all the stereotypical characters you might see in a community theater.
I was going to say, you probably have some really interesting characters that the director's trying to wrangle.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Now, this is going to be, where is this going to be held?
At the Grand Opry House right over here on, what was that?
Can't think of the street name, yeah.
But, right around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not too far away. And you've got some dates set up. When is this going to be happening?
October 2nd through the 4th and the 8th through the 10th. And it's doors open at 7:30 every night. And starts at 7:30.
Okay.
The Sunday matinee on the 4th, the doors open at 1:30 and the show starts at 2.
Very nice. Now, this, of course, with coronavirus still going on, there is going to be limited seating, correct?
Correct. They've got space seating between everyone, so you have to try to get your tickets ahead of time. Box offices is open, I believe, pretty much every day from about 5 to 7, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
So limited seating between everyone. Masks are required. We're doing cleaning between every single performance of the seats and everything in the auditorium. So to try to take extra precautions, hand sanitizer stations are available around the theater as well.
Sounds good. Cost-wise for tickets, how much are tickets for folks?
Tickets are $15, and for seniors and students, they're $13. And we're also having a preview performance this coming Wednesday, the 30th, and that is $5.
And that is
first come, first serve.
Gotcha. Now, you both are in this production.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Scott, tell us a little bit about your character.
So I play a character named Daniel. He, in his mind, is the greatest dancer, actor, and singer to ever live and needs to have every lead on Broadway. He's not as good as he thinks he is, but and irritates a lot of the other players. He's, I'd say, one of two antagonists, although he's kind of a lovable antagonist to the whole thing. But he's now got ambitions of doing some playwriting, some playwright stuff as well, and not everyone is thrilled with the play that he's got in mind.
Very nice. How about you, Robert? What about your character?
My character is called Vondo. I'm, I guess, basically an ex-drug user turned theater tech actor.
So a little bit of everything.
I do a little bit of everything during this performance. And like you said, this is all about a summer theater. So we all have other jobs that kind of bring into it a little bit.
Well, that sounds like it should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So how long have you guys been working on this particular production?
Let's see, when was first rehearsal? It's been about a month and a half or so at this point.
It's about 6 weeks we've been working on it so far.
Very nice. So have you both been involved with the Peer Players for a while now?
We actually both just got started last year. Our first play with Peer Players was last year together when we did Arsenic and Old Lace.
Oh, very nice. So
this is both of our second play with Peer Players.
So you must have enjoyed it the first go around.
It was a blast.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's remind people again the dates.
It's October 2nd through the 4th and the 8th through the 10th. It's 7 o'clock doors, 7:30 the actual showtime.
Okay.
I believe the box office is open at 6 on those nights. So you got about an hour to get your tickets.
Beforehand.
But you can also call 605-224-7826 to reserve your tickets and find out what they have available since there is a limited seating.
Right. You'll definitely want to stop by or give a call. That way you can make sure if you want to see the production that you're going to get your tickets with how everything is right now. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like it's going to be a good time. There is a Sunday matinee.
Yep. At 2 o'clock on, what is that, the 4th.
Sounds fun. Yep. And then Wednesday is the kind of a sneak preview, mm-hmm. I would guess, like a final rehearsal for you guys.
Yeah, it's sort of get us used to having an audience, basically.
Right.
Yep.
Very nice.
Waiting for laughter and all that.
So stop on by, get your tickets at the box office, or that number again?
It's area code 605-224-7826.
So it sounds like a great time, and get on out there, support the Peer Players and this production you've been working so hard on, and I look forward to seeing that myself. So we appreciate your time, guys, for stopping in and telling us a little bit about the upcoming production.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. There is Robert Lauder and Scott Lee, part of the Peer Players, and make sure you go see that fun production. It should be a good one. And we want to thank everybody for joining us. For people in the neighborhood, and of course our great sponsors, VistaCare, Peer VA Clinic, and the May Adam Law Firm here on KGFX.